When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Bloody Disgusting Podcast Network.
No. This is Creepy, a podcast dedicated to sharing the most famous, chilling, and disturbing creepypastas and urban legends in the world. Whether these stories truly happened or are simply fabrications is for you to decide. These stories may contain graphic depictions of violence and explicit language. Listener discretion is advised.
Creepy presents. They stand in the doorway, but never enter. Written by author JoJo. I hate that feeling you get at night when you're laying in bed facing away from the open space of your room and you get the sensation that you're not alone. Even if you know in your heart of hearts that no one else is there, you can feel a presence. That is a sensation I got all the time. I would let my mind wander, and before I knew it, I'd somehow convince myself that I was no longer alone in my bedroom, that someone or something was watching me. I would get so in my head that the notion of someone behind me and the rational thought that I knew I was alone would be a war. This would lead to a state of paralysis. Despite knowing that the feeling wasn't real, I couldn't bring myself to turn around because what if? Sometimes I would lay there for hours, staring at the wall inches from my face, trying to listen for any sign of movement despite knowing nothing was in my room. Sometimes I would quickly drift off. And with the safety of the morning, I would turn over to face an empty room. I'd observe my room as the morning light cascaded out into the hallway. It wasn't until a few nights ago, I'm not sure how many at this point, that I discovered the source of that sensation. And I was right all along. There was never anything in my room, because they never entered the room. I was laying there as usual, with the darkness of night sticking to the bedroom walls, trying my best to fall asleep. My head began to wander. And when I snapped myself back from the half-dreaming state I was in, I could feel a tingle run up my spine. Something in my head alerted me that I was being watched. And it was the same animal instinct I'd felt time and time again. All I had to do was ignore it and just wait for sleep to take me over. There was nothing in my room. I live alone. A part of me wasn't satisfied with that, though. I was sick of letting my paranoia grip me and glue me to the bed. Feeling the sheet adjust under my weight, I began to turn over to face the empty bedroom. My heart was pounding when my vision cycled from the wall to the ceiling and then to the room, vacant to visitors. Fear quelled within me as I looked out at the room. Not a being in sight. Sure, the shadows of objects in my room looked different than they did during the day, but I was able to vanquish that paralysis my body suffered through so many nights. I went to lay my head on the pillow, ready to fall asleep facing away from the wall, when my eye darted over to the open door. My fingers clutched the bedsheet and my body wrenched back until my spine smacked against the wall I had just turned away from. I think I screamed. like a dog when you step on their tail, or when a jump scare manages to get you. There was only the sound of my teeth clicking together as my body trembled. I couldn't take my eyes away from the door, trying to convince myself that my eyes were playing a trick on me, or that I was imagining things was useless. I could see him clear as day, an irregularly tall man hunched over, looking into my room from the other side of the doorframe. His skin was pale and vaguely luminescent. He wasn't glowing, but he was starkly represented against the endless void of the hallway behind him. I could tell if he stood up straight, his head would have hit the ceiling. Thin fingers of the same shade wrapped around the doorframe, almost like the figure was bracing itself. He didn't react as I had. All he did was pivot the gaze of those beady, dark eyes to fixate on my new position at the corner of the bed. I tried to speak. The thought of crying for help hadn't even entered my mind. I worried that the passive creature would meet any sudden movement with aggression. It quickly dawned on me that it must have been him, the source of that creeping feeling every night. Was he watching me all those times? The thin black line representing where his mouth was remained shut. Luckily, I would never have to hear the kind of noise that thing could produce. All night we remained in that deadlock. He just kept watching me, unmoving and stern. I could barely make out the tattered clothing he was wearing. I could barely pull my gaze away from his. The feeling of being watched that I was trying too hard to avoid confronting became something I couldn't pull away from. I couldn't tell you how long it was or when the thing left. It was hard to delineate between the shifting of night and day. When I did manage to notice he was gone, however, I jumped out of bed and ran into the well-lit hallway. I looked for signs of entry and checked the door to my apartment, which remained unchanged from where I'd locked it. Even the chain lock hung in a secure position. Searching every inch of the apartment, I figured it was ridiculous to think that something of his stature could even hide in my small apartment. Surely I would have noticed signs of intrusion before, and furthermore, I laid in bed every night for hours just listening to the silence and never heard a peep. Since I wasn't able to get any sleep, I found myself passing out on the bed the moment my face hit the pillow. When I woke up, it was getting dark again. The room still had slivers of light peeking in from the gentle auburn horizon, but that light was fading quickly. There was no chance I was getting back to sleep, so I got up and gave the apartment a once-over, finding nothing again. Foolishly, I convinced myself that I was just sleep-deprived and was half asleep when I saw the thing watching me. I grabbed my phone to look up how surreal sleep-deprived hallucinations can get, and before I knew it, I'd fallen into a rabbit hole. Going from stories about sleep paralysis to astral projection, people talking about the weirdest experiences they'd had when trying to sleep. In that thread, I came across someone who described what I had seen.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Tall man, pale skin, beady eyes and thin fingers hunched over so he could see into the room. The poster described that when he attempted to get a look at the rest of him, he couldn't manage to get a good angle. The man's entire body was always just outside of eyesight, stating that this should have been impossible given the layout of his home. which got me thinking of my doorway. For that man to be standing the way that he was, he would have had to have been coming out of the wall as my room was at the end of the hallway. I got curious and lowered my phone to look at the door and work out in my head how the figure could have been there. But he had already returned. Once again, my body tightened as he stared at me. I can't stand how he doesn't do anything, and I don't know what he wants from me. I remember what the other poster said, and I slowly climbed out of bed, all the while keeping a stern eye on the figure. All he ever did was pivot his head to keep watching me. Though rife with fear, I slowly paced around the room trying to get some kind of angle on the thing and maybe make a move. I'm not sure what my goal really was. Cautiously, I stepped closer to the door. I could see the thin lines of black on top of the thing's head that I distinguished as strands of scarcely placed hair as I got closer. I tried to lean and peer around the corner, but still I saw nothing. Lifting my phone and getting as close to him as I felt comfortable with, I felt a cool air coming from the hallways, despite having the heat running. Looking at the creature from so close, I could see that its pale skin was flaking and had a texture similar to dried paper mache. His beady eyes were altering in size ever so slightly, getting larger and smaller with almost rhythmic timing. I looked at my phone and pulled my finger down to get the drop-down menu and hit the button for the flashlight. To my surprise, though the flashlight had turned on, it failed to light the hallway. The beam made the creature's skin lighter, but I could see nothing beyond him. Still, just pitch black. I could feel sweat squeezing between my fingers and the phone. As careful as ever, I lowered my body to the floor and put the flashlight against the carpet by my feet. Sure enough, the light revealed the carpet as it should. Then I crawled forward, almost ignoring the creature altogether, and reached my hand into the hall, pointing the light down. Just as I reached my arm out, it was quickly grasped by a hand, similar to the one the creature used to grip the doorframe. This hand came from where the floor was supposed to be, like it rose out of the carpet. Only there was no carpet. I looked down at the thing that had grabbed me. It looked practically identical to the one that was watching me. This one was clinging to some kind of wall that dropped off where my bedroom began. Quickly, I pulled my hand back. Luckily, the thing's grip was weak. Unfortunately, my grip on my phone was weak as well, and it slipped out of my hand. Standing up, I watched the beam of light twisting around as my phone tumbled into the void beyond my doorframe. I watched that beam of light get smaller as it failed to illuminate anything for a moment. Then I discovered the truth. The creature that was watching me the first time I dared to turn over, and the creature that was there when I lowered my phone, were likely not the same one. The light was far away at that point. Whatever void it had fallen into was larger than I could have imagined. But as the phone twisted and pointed down, I was able to see the ground, or rather, what stood on it. Just like when my phone illuminated the one clutching the door frame, I could see a proverbial sea of glowing pale heads all tightly packed together. There must have been hundreds of them, if not thousands. Then the light of my phone vanished, and the void was dark again, save for the one still watching me, clinging to the doorframe. With my eyes more adjusted to the deep darkness of the space behind him, I could see small pins of white. It was like I was looking up at the night sky and watching the stars. So many pricks of light littering in endless dark. Making eye contact with him, or it, I thought about all those nights I felt like someone was watching me when I had my back turned. years of it. The one that was hanging under the doorframe. I think he was next in line. All those nights of paralyzed paranoia. It wasn't caused by just one set of prying eyes. Through all those years, they were taking turns watching me sleep like I was some art gallery piece. I thought of the other people who experience the same feeling that I do. Most people who feel it probably never have the nerve to look, or they just shrug it off. Depending on how big that void is, maybe art gallery is the right word. Maybe all those lights were other doors, and these things are just watching us all sleep. Are we that entertaining? Or are they planning something? They return every night. I always sit and watch them. Even when I leave my hallway light on, there will be a point when it flickers and the void returns. It never gets easier watching those things slowly pull themselves into the frame. If they are planning something, I can't help but wonder if it would be better to be asleep when they take action, assuming they can even leave the void. For now, there's nothing I can really do but sit and watch them as they watch me. So it's up to you. When you're in your room at night, all alone trying to fall asleep, and you get that nagging sensation that you're being watched, I can assure you don't need to worry that something's in the room with you, because they stand in the doorway, but never enter. For now.
For more information, including pictures and videos of the stories told on this podcast, please visit creepypod.com. If you'd like to submit a story for consideration or recommend a story, please see our submission page at creepypod.com/submissions. All stories told on this podcast are done so through Creative Commons share-alike licensing or with written consent from the authors. No portion of this podcast may be rebroadcast or otherwise distributed without the express written consent of the Creepy Podcast production team and the story's author.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.